Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome all once again into the house of the Lord. Everybody, welcome to the house of God. And welcome all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And here we rejoice on another beautiful day that God has created just for us. Amen. Also, today is it's not a holiday, is it? A national, you consider it a national holiday? The banks are open today. Because I went to the bank. And I did some transactions. Anyways, it's Valentine's here in America. And, you know, there's all these things. Love is in the air and all these things. Well, I celebrate God's love every single day. Every single day. I did enjoy a very nice lunch with my wife today, just her and I. The kids were with the grandma, and they behaved themselves. Otherwise, I'd have to have a talk with them. But praise God, you know, my wife and I had a wonderful time, and now I have a wonderful time here in the house of God. And we're going to talk all things Jesus tonight. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. Lord Jesus, we love you so very much.
Yes,
for all that you have done for us, Lord. Holy Spirit, we love you for being with us every second of the day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you as well. For giving us, Lord, your Son to die on a cross for us, Lord, so we can have salvation when we leave this earth. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will fill every single mind here, Lord, tonight, and whoever's watching at this very moment online. Holy Spirit, speak to them, Lord, on a one-on-one basis. Fill their mind, Lord, with love, with peace, with compassion. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way here tonight. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. We're going to talk about, this evening, God's thoughts. I have been enjoying these Wednesday night series concerning, you know, this new series, somewhat of a new series, the Battle of the Mind. And I asked the Lord, and I believe I got the okay. I noticed that lately I've been speaking a lot about correction, a lot about things that we need to do, need to avoid, and all these things. Today we're going to take just a slightly different approach, and we're going to examine an example of the Lord Jesus himself when he was here on earth in relation to the title, God's Thoughts. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to start in the very beginning. Amen. Matthew chapter 9. Amen. All right. Let's read. Starting in verse 1, Matthew 9. It says, "So he, the Lord Jesus, got into a boat, crossed over, and come to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you.'" Verse 3. "And at once, some of the scribes said within themselves, 'This man blasphemes.'" And verse 4 says, "But Jesus," and here's a key word, key term, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" Amen? I feel like I'm very hot right now. Can you turn me down just a tiny bit, please? I won't argue against that. No, meaning like my microphone. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, I feel like my mic is very hot. Sorry about that. I seem a little bit loud this evening, right? More than the norm, maybe a little bit. That's going to restrict me a little bit. If I get excited up here, you know, it might be a little bit too loud. Thank you so much for the adjustment. I appreciate it. Amen. I find it awesome. You know, this is one of the first times here that I'm actually, this is, sorry. No. I think I had it right. Lately, I have been studying about the mind. But this is the first time that I'm actually teaching on something that the Lord Jesus thought. Like the Lord Jesus himself when he was here. Right now, we're going to dissect this in just a few ways here. First, I want to say this. Right now, we see the Lord Jesus revealing something. He knew that what's the terminology? The religionists, right? Did I say that right? I feel like my tongue is frozen here. It's still kind of cold outside. War against him. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they were always coming against him. But if you notice, he always had an answer. Not only did he have an answer, he would have a comeback in such a way that they were not able to respond a lot of time to his questions. They didn't understand the parables that he would say because they didn't have discernment. They weren't walking with the Lord. They didn't fear God. And the Word of God says that the scribes' evil was the way that they thought about the Lord Jesus, whom we all know is the Son of God, and that he had no power to forgive sin. Now, I'm pretty sure you can look at it from both spectrum and understand what I'm saying here right now. Someone who's completely disconnected. Someone disconnected meaning with the things of God. And all of a sudden this guy shows up and is forgiving people's sin and is openly saying all these things. Some people are going to feel a little bit appalled. Like, what's up with this guy? Right? On the other hand, when you and I read the message and the text and everything else, we fully comprehend it and we fully understand it. Do we not? Totally different. We don't question anything. You see, if you notice, and mind you, this is not explicitly written, but if you notice, the crowd realized what was going on, but the Pharisees didn't. The crowd that was all around the paralytic man, and in other instances, they didn't say it in their hearts, what's up with this guy all of a sudden that is forgiving sins? They didn't. As a matter of fact, the multitude followed the Lord Jesus from place to place. They wanted to see what's the next miracle the Lord Jesus was going to do. It got so much so that when the Lord Jesus reached a particular city called Gethsemane, by the time he put his foot on that land, they went and grabbed sick people and brought it to the Lord Jesus for the Lord Jesus to heal them. And it was so many of them that it got to the point where they implored the Lord Jesus, they begged the Lord Jesus just to touch the hem of his garment, and they were healed, right? They had no problem accepting the fact that this man has, let's just call it, let's just keep it simple. had special powers. This man was able to do miracles, whatever the case might be. But when it came to the scribes, the Word of God says there was evil in their hearts. You ever stop and think about that? Amen? Now, I see this as one trait of pride, one type of prideful trait. Pride is also a form of a hardened heart. When someone is prideful, their heart is closed. When someone, and mind you, pridefulness is shown in various different ways. You know, someone could be very, little spoken. Someone could be very, you know, not so, I don't know, loud, arrogant. What was that? They could be timid also. They could be very timid and prideful. I have seen before, I don't know if you guys have encountered those types of people. But nonetheless, it's a sign of a hardened heart, which causes someone to reject the Lord Jesus and refusing to give him credit and authority where it's due. Amen? But the thing of the matter is this. What I want to focus on right now is the Lord Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking. And why is that important for us here tonight? Many times, I might preach this way, and various preachers, you might hear lots of preachers preach this way, about your external condition, about the battles that we face, the victories to be won, saving the lost, preaching the gospel, doing good deeds. All these great things that we hear all the time. Grace, sanctification, whatever the case might be. But do you ever stop and consider that God also knows your thoughts? I know that all of us here, I look around and I know all of you know this. But do you ever stop and think about it? Do you ever stop and think that before I have a thought, the Lord knows about it? Isn't that quite something? That 100% ought to bring into attention the love, the care, the detail that God has, towards us, every single one of us. No thought and absolutely no imagination are hidden from our God. None whatsoever. And I want you to know this tonight, and I want you to hear this evening, for the sole purpose that when you are going through a situation, when you are going through, it could be various different things, anxiety attack, depression, hurtful feelings, anxiety if I haven't said it, whatever it is, uncertainties, know that the Lord is there with you and He has not abandoned you. It's not just that the Lord cares about your physical body, but for let's just say, if you could understand what I'm saying here right now, for your spiritual strength. He also cares about what you think about because He knows. Amen? Matthew chapter 12, please. We're still in chapter 9. Yes, we are. Let's go over to chapter 12. And we're going to read verse 25. Okay, I'll take that. It says, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Amen?
Amen.
What is the passage saying right now? It's saying that the Lord perceived their thoughts. He knew what they were thinking. And upon knowing what they were thinking, the Lord Jesus revealed their foolishness. Amen?
Amen.
Which is absolutely, it's foolishness. Our Lord emphasized that a nation, that a city, a household that is divided against itself is not going to stand very long, will it? If a house, if people inside of a house are always bickering, are always fighting, if there's always contention, or whatever situation that you want to bring right now, it is 100% bound to collapse. And if the Lord Jesus was casting out the enemy or demons with the power of the enemy, then the enemy ultimately would be working against himself. You see how this is foolishness? It's completely absurd. Absolutely absurd. And we're looking at the text right now, and we're like, yes, that makes total sense, 100%. But look what had to happen for all of this. Jesus knew their thoughts. An example right now, this is a clear example of two things, two different gifts right now that the Lord Jesus is operating at this very moment. One is the gift of knowledge. If you want to see an example of the gift of knowledge, this is it. The second, the gift of discernment. Amen? These are all gifts that you and I can walk in. Every single one of us. These are all gifts that the Lord is willing to impart in every single one of us who submit ourselves to Him. The gift of knowledge and the gift of discernment. May I please have 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. I'll go ahead and take it. Let's read. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, what is that? Discerning of spirits. That's a gift. To another, the gift of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of the tongues that are spoken. The interpretation of tongues is a gift. Tongues is a gift. Healing is a gift. Now, this is going to get like really deep, especially when it comes to healing. Because all you guys, we can all heal. You don't need the gift of healing to heal. And you don't need the gift of tongue to speak in tongues. All right? Let me just make that clear. However, the discerning of spirits, that's one of those that comes from God. Knowledge, discernment. And right now we are seeing the Lord Jesus operating in that and knowing what the heart of someone is, the thoughts of someone. Amen? John chapter 2, please. John chapter 2, starting in verse 24. I'll go ahead and take that. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Amen. Our Lord Jesus right now is displaying the possession of supernatural knowledge. The Lord Jesus does not require the assistance of man, the assistance of human, to discern anyone's problems. Amen? The Lord Jesus doesn't need any help to judge an individual, to evaluate an individual. Our God sees beyond someone's physical appearance, and He can see straight through your heart. Amen? I have been fortunate enough to meet individuals where they were able to discern someone's heart. They knew ahead of time that they were getting ready to get robbed. They knew ahead of time that there was going to be an accident around the corner. And I'm not talking about a dream that they had the previous night. I'm not talking necessarily about a vision, but a discernment. I have met men and women, as a matter of fact, also of God, who the Holy Spirit showed something about that person. Amen? These are one of the characteristics, one of the things that we can do, that we walk on, I should say, when we have the mind of Christ. When we walk with the Lord, that we are so close and so united with Him that we are able to now go into the discernment mode. I'm not going to name any names right now, but I know at least two individuals who are currently alive. I have both of their numbers. That you cannot look at them in their eye for way too long, because then they'll get a full telegraph of your life. And I want to say that all of you guys know these two individuals that I'm speaking about right now. But it's not the time right now to be me dropping names. But I know people, by looking at you, they're able to tell a whole lot about you that you might not even know. I know people who I speak to them about, say, hey, I know this person, or I might not know the person. Someone is asking for prayer. I don't know that person, but this person, this someone is a congregant from my church. They know someone who, you know, is going through this, that, and the other, and they're asking for prayer. I've been praying for that person, etc. And the Lord will reveal to them that person that I don't even know. And they'll receive a prophetic word or something like that, or they'll receive instruction or something of the rather. This is pretty awesome. This is pretty amazing. Amen? You and I are so quick to judge someone from the outside based upon their appearance. We all do it. We come into a conclusion of what someone is based upon what they're wearing, maybe based upon the amount of tattoos that's on their face, or on their neck, or on the back of their ear, or on their hands, where you can see. We conclude certain things, but God does things differently. He looks at the heart. He understands the heart. He sees the heart. Amen? So, what I want to say right now is the Lord knows your situation. The Lord knows your heart, and He has the best in mind for every single one of us. I also want to add one thing right now. Our Lord Jesus, when all of this happened, made a specific question. His question was this: why do you think evil in your hearts? Amen? Mind you, what's in someone's heart is what they are pondering upon, is what they are processing, right? Why is that important right now? Why do you think evil in your hearts? Why is this question important? If you study the passage, these Pharisees, or these, I'll call it these scribes, right? They doubted the power and the deity of the Lord Jesus. They absolutely could not stand when he healed on the Sabbath, right? But a miracle just took place. Something impossible just happened, and they still stood against the Lord Jesus. A clear sign of evilness inside of them. But the question here for us to consider is, why do you think evil in your heart? To that, I want to say this. And this is something that we must all be very, very, very careful about. When you have doubts that God is going to come through in a mighty way for you, can I say it? Can I finish my sentence?
Yes.
Who's going to be offended over here?
No.
What is that? I think just one person got it. How about the rest of you? Do you think that's evil?
Yes.
Just think about it. You guys know the scripture I mentioned earlier. You guys are acquainted with the scripture. You're acquainted with the promises. Right? Maybe you might have experienced, you know, and you was watching right now online, you might have experienced the hand of God come through in a mighty way. The Lord's done it for you over and over and over again, but now you have doubts, you have questions. I'm gonna pluck some feathers right now. You worry. You have anxiety attacks, panic attacks. It's been a while since I've said this. How do you think God feels? I'm pretty sure he's like, well, gee golly, you know, I did this, I did that, I said I was going to do this. As a matter of fact, the pastor just preached it last week that I am going to do it. But still, is what is going on? What happened? I don't know if you've ever heard someone say this, but, and I'm not trying to take credit, full credit for all of this. I'm not saying that I am the first person to say it. But who's to say that your doubt in God, or even more, maybe if you consider this controversial, even more controversial, your lack of faith as something that is inappropriate and borderline evil. Something for us to consider.
Amen.
Something for us to ponder. Amen? If you are seeing signs and wonders and miracles, but you still don't give God credit, that's evil. If you have your heart closed to the things of God because of pridefulness, you know what I'm about to say. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord Jesus said, why do you think evil in your heart? And why did he say that? Because the scribes were thinking. They didn't even say. They thought this. Verse 9. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. They didn't even say it. They thought about it. And the response of the Lord was this, why do you think evil in your heart? Amen? 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. It is a famous verse. We all know it. I'll go ahead and start reading it. 1 Samuel 16, 7 says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Just because something looks very nice on the outside doesn't mean that it reflects the inside. A man's spirit, a person's spirit, what's inside of them. But I want to leave tonight here this evening with words from our God. The Lord knows every single one of us here tonight and all of you watching right now online. He knows what you're going through. He knows your battles and He knows your struggles. Yet He is a compassionate God. He is a merciful God. He is a God of second chances. Amen? And I want to leave you with these words from our God. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it says this, you know this verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen? This is God's thoughts. This is God's thoughts towards you. Now, a good question here to ask at this very moment is, how are you going to think about God? Where are your thoughts going to stand with the Lord? Amen? Amen? What is buried in your heart? Do you think of yourself as a blessed woman, as a blessed man of God? I've said this several times up here in the pulpit, and all of you are witness to this. Someone asked me, how am I doing? Well, I'm doing amazing. I am doing extremely well. I am just fine. If I can have the camera for just a moment, please. Yeah, that's okay. I am doing awesome. I am favored. Or as Sister Janet would say, highly flavored. Amen. I have flavor in Jesus' name. This is how I think of myself. I'm a blessed man. When I go out, I'm blessed. When I come in, I am blessed. All the time. Sometimes I'm heading towards something, not even knowing what the outcome is going to be. But then the best happens. Maybe not at that moment, but eventually the Lord brings it all together. Sometimes it's a week, 2 weeks process. These are the thoughts that God has for all of us. We cannot have evil thoughts in our minds. Excuse me, in our hearts. We must always believe the Son of God. We must always believe the promises of God. This is how we ought to live our lives every single day. Amen. Let's start with our thinking. For as a man thinketh, so is he. Is he not? Amen. Let's have good thoughts. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you and we praise you. I thank you, Lord, for these wonderful thoughts that you have for us of peace, of prosperity, of a future, of hope. I thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have in Christ, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we would cast away everything that comes contrary to the Word of God. May we think about, Lord, your promises when we are feeling down. May we think about, Lord, your love and your compassion and your mercy when we are feeling anxious, when we are feeling uptight, when we are feeling hurt. I pray, Lord, that we will always think positive of you. And may our expectations, Lord, be just so. May we always know, Lord, that you are with us. And may we never, ever forget it. I thank you, Lord, that we are capable of having the mind of Christ. May we strive for it every single day. We love you, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Let's continue to praise the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Let's give thanks to the Lord for this offering. Father God, we do thank you and bless you for this offering. We thank you for providing all of our needs and everything that we need in order to take care of our families and to take care of this church. And for our brothers and sisters who need to hear this word, because, Lord, everybody out there needs to have thoughts of your word, thoughts about Jesus, thoughts about you, not thoughts about mind wandering in all kinds of crazy directions. Lord, through the renewing of our mind by hearing your word tonight, we can focus on your word, and that's where the focus of our thoughts are. And it is good. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.